In architecture, they have a phrase that goes like this: form follows function. All architects know this. And what that means is, tell me what the function is, what you're going to do in it, and then we will design it to fit that function. And that's how it works in architecture. But with human beings, it's the exact opposite. In human beings, function follows form.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD and workbook study kit for this life-changing series. This extremely popular video version of our series, Shaped to Make a Difference, is a great way to be a blessing to your family, friends, or small group. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Why God Shaped You the Way He Did.
Everything in this world God made, and nothing's a copy. Every tree is different, every plant is different, every animal is different, certainly every human being is different. There's nobody like you in the entire world. And you don't have to realize that God has done almost creative overkill in that He never makes copies of anything. Even twins aren't exactly alike. That God makes everything an original. Now, did you know that, for instance, in one cubic foot of snow, there are 18 million snowflakes? And in those 18 million snowflakes, not one of them is like any of the other 18 million. That's creative overkill. Okay? God, nobody will ever even know that except a scientist. Every snowflake is different. Now, God could have made us all alike. He could have just had a conveyor belt, mass-produced human beings, put us all on a belt, and we all look the same, talk the same, speak the same, have the same color, have the same hair and everything. But God didn't want to do that. Why? Because an original is always worth more than a copy. And you are worth far more as an original than you are as a copy of somebody else. And God says, you are valuable. God created you. Jesus died for you. God's Spirit lives in you. That's how much you matter to God. Now, the Bible is very clear that God specifically shapes every human being to His customized standards, and there's nobody like you in the entire world. You are unique. You're not one in a million, you're one in 6 billion. And God does this, as I said, because He wants everything to be an original. And He did this from the very first, with the very first man, Adam, and his wife Eve. There on your outline, if you'll pull it out, we're starting a new series. And in Genesis 2, it says this: God shaped man from the soil of the ground, and He blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. Now, I want you to circle the word shaped, because this word is found all through the Bible. God says that He custom shaped you. And there's nobody else shaped exactly like you. In fact, let's read the next verse together. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's body. When I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. Now, there's some verbs there I've underlined, but I think you ought to circle them, because I want you to see what God did for you before you were even born. The Bible says, you made me. Circle that word, made. You formed me in my mother's body, circle formed. You saw my bones being formed. In other words, inside your mother's womb. As I took shape, you shaped me. Where I was put together, God put you together, circle that. All the days were planned for me. God planned you. Every day of your life, he planned in advance before I was one day old. Now notice this. It says, God made me, God formed me, God saw me, God shaped me, God put me together, and God planned every day of my life before I was even born. Now friends, that is why abortion is wrong. Because abortion short circuits a human being that God had planned for creation. And the Bible says all these things. He says, I formed you, I thought you up before you were even created or conceived. And God obviously believes that that fertilized egg is a real human being that he has already planned every day of their life in advance. So it's not just a sperm and an egg together. It is a human being that God created. Now, you've heard me say this many times. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. You are not an accident. There are illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. And it doesn't really matter whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent, or maybe you never even knew them, or maybe they or you were orphaned, or maybe your father or mother, your father died before you were born, or you lost your mother somehow, and you really got to know them. It doesn't matter. Yes, it matters, but it doesn't matter in the fact that God chose them to be your parents. Why? Because God knew they had exactly the right DNA to create you. And God was more interested in creating you than he was in their parenting skills. Does that make sense? God was more interested in making you, and they had just the right DNA that any other two people on the planet wouldn't have had to create the way he wanted to create you. You are not an accident.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Shaped to Make a Difference. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have, and you are not alone. In the Shaped to Make a Difference 6-session DVD study kit created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese, you'll see how the acrostic S-H-A-P-E, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the 6-session Shaped to Make a Difference DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited, so contact us right now. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
There are illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. And it doesn't really matter whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent, or maybe you never even knew them, or maybe you were orphaned, or maybe your father or mother, your father died before you were born, or you lost your mother somehow, and you really got to know them. It doesn't matter. Yes, it matters, but it doesn't matter in the fact that God chose them to be your parents. Why? Because God knew they had exactly the right DNA to create you. And God was more interested in creating you than he was in their parenting skills. Does that make sense? God was more interested in making you, and they had just the right DNA that any other two people on the planet wouldn't have had to create the way he wanted to create you. And you are not an accident. Now these truths, look at the next verse. It says, your hands formed and shaped me. Did you know that you were handmade by God? Handcrafted. You're not an assembly line. God was intricately, intimately involved in the specifics of creating you. Now, what does it mean? Well, it means you're not an accident. It means that God chose every detail of your life, even the stuff you don't like, the stuff you consider weaknesses, and he chose it for you. And after God made you, he broke the mold. And nobody ever else will be like you. And when you get to heaven, God doesn't want you to be anybody else. He will say, why weren't you more like you? He broke the mold. And when God made Adam, he broke the mold. When God made Eve, he broke the mold. Adam looked at Eve and said, honey, you're the only woman in the world for me. Of course, he was the only guy telling the truth. But the truth is, nobody else will ever be exactly like you. You could go out and you could go on around the world tour just like I did and search the entire world, and you're never going to find anybody with your thumbprint, with your footprint, with your voice print, with your eye print. You're never going to find anybody with the exact combination of your personality, with the exact combination of your experiences and all the things that God has given to make you you. You're unique. Now, why did God go to all that trouble? Well, as I said, because he wanted you to be original. If he had wanted you to be somebody else, he would have not made you. He would have made somebody else. But he wanted you. Now, the problem is this, twofold. First, most people don't like the way they are. I've found that most people in the world really don't accept themselves. And they're always going, I wish I was taller, I wish I was smaller, I wish I was thinner, I wish I had red hair, brown hair, black hair, I wish I had a different skin color, I don't like my nose, I don't like my teeth, I wish I had more talent, why couldn't I be like her, why couldn't I be like him? And they don't really accept themselves, and they're always comparing and competing rather than accepting what God made them to be. And when you do that, it causes all kinds of problems in your life. Most people do not accept themselves. And as a result of that, they live frustrated lives. And the second thing to do is they try to be like somebody else. They say, well, I got to wear shoes like her, and I got to dress like him, and I got to make as much money as he did, and I got to do what she did, and I got to please my parents, and all these different things. And most people start off as originals and end up as carbon copies. Now, let me just be real honest with you. If you're not going to be you, we don't need you here on earth. Because there's somebody else already taking that spot. If you're here, it means God says you have something to contribute that Rick Warren can't, or you can't, or anybody else can't contribute. Only you can be you. Only you can be you. And God says, I made you, I shaped you, I designed you. But your shape has so much, by the way, when I say shape in Orange County, I have to remind, this is not a fitness or weight loss program, okay? Oh, they're talking about shape at Saddleback. No, my shape is the way God wired you for your life. And every area of your life is influenced by the way you're shaped. You don't even realize it. But all of the things that God put in you to make you you influences every single area of your life. I just jotted down a few areas. For instance, the way you are shaped determines what classes you should focus on in school and which ones you should avoid. Some of you, it would have been a big help to know your shape before you went to college, because we wasted a lot of time in college on classes that didn't really matter. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? Yeah, okay, all right. Your shape determines what kind of friends you should have. And we're going to talk about some of these in this series in the next few weeks. Your shape determines the type of person you should marry. And the more you understand about you, the more likely you're going to choose the right person for marriage. Your shape determines the temptations you're most likely going to be tempted by and that you need to be prepared for. There's some things that tempt me that won't tempt you. There's some things that tempt you that won't tempt me. Why? It's because of the way we're shaped. Your shape determines why certain things frustrate you more than they do your wife or your husband, because you're shaped differently. Your shape determines the best career that's fit for you, your best career fit. Your shape determines the best work environment for you, the best ministry for you. Your shape determines where you are bound to fail in life and where you are bound to succeed in life. When you know what God made you to do, it reduces your stress, it increases your satisfaction, it raises your self-esteem, it increases the odds of your success. And when you are working in the area of your shape, then you're going to go, wow, that's me. It's what I was made to do. It's fulfilling and it's fruitful. In other words, you succeed at it and you're satisfied by it. Some of you, as we go through this series, you're going to realize, I'm in the wrong job. And I'm going to be honest, as your pastor would say, then you need to change it. I don't care how much money you're making. Life is too short to waste it on a job you're not shaped for. So there may be some changes that have to take place in your life. We're going to just ask three questions. What is my shape? Many of you already know this, or what is shape? Then we're going to look at why does it matter? And then we're going to look at what should I do about it, my first steps. Now, I came up with this acrostic about, as I said, about 20 years ago. But the guy who's been teaching it for the last years and years in 301 and studying it is Pastor Eric Ries, our pastor of ministry here at Saddleback. And Eric has written a book called Shape, Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose for the Future. In fact, we're going to be using this material in our small groups. But I thought as we do this first point that we'd have Eric Ries, Pastor Eric, come and talk to us about shape. Would you give him a warm welcome?
All right, so what does this word shape mean? It's really your design. You were designed by God to make a difference for God. So how do you figure out the difference you were designed to make? You start with your design. And that's what we're going to do over these next few weeks as we look at the word shape, S-H-A-P-E. The S in shape stands for spiritual gifts. Now, the Bible teaches us that many things happen to us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And one of the things that happens is we receive spiritual gifts. But like any gift, you have to take the time to unwrap it. The H in shape stands for heart. You might want to write the word next to that, passion. What are you excited about? As Rick likes to say, what's the quiver in your liver? What is the thing that gets you up in the morning? What turns your crank? There are certain things you are so passionate about, and there's certain things you're not. So spiritual gifts, the H is for heart, the A is for abilities. What natural abilities has God given you? Now the P in the word shape stands for personality. This is where we look to answer the question, how has God wired me? The E in the word shape stands for experiences. Experiences. We have all kinds of experiences in our lives. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you were raised in the Beaver Cleaver household or the Munsters. God can use it all. He can, and He wants to. The positive and the painful. You were made by God to make a difference for God. So as we start this series, jump in with both feet and do whatever it takes. And my challenge to you is give yourselves permission to see yourselves as the masterpiece you were created to be.
Great, buddy. So these five things that Eric just talked about, spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, experiences, these are the five things that make you, you. And in that combination of spiritual gifts that you have, heart, passion, interests, why do you think you have those interests? God gave them to you. You're interested in golf or sports or hunting or sewing or art or music or a million other things. Where do you think you got that interest? You got it from God. God wired it into your system because he wanted us all to do different things. If we all like to do the same thing, there'd be a lot left undone in the world. So God gives you these five things. You're unique and you're special, and nobody's going to be like you. And if you don't be you, there's going to be a hole missing in history. Now, why should I care? You say, so what? Why should I even care? Oh, you should care. There are a lot of reasons. Number one, because my shape reveals God's purpose for me. It reveals God's purpose for me. The way you find out what God wants you to do with your life is to discover how he shaped you. And the better you understand that, the more clear what God wants you to do with your life will be. In architecture, they have a phrase that goes like this: form follows function. All architects know this. Form follows function. And what that means is, tell me what you want the building to be used for, and then I'll tell you how to form it. Tell me what the function of it is, and then I'll tell you what to build it. If you want the function to be a church, well, you build it one way. If you want it to be a cafeteria, you build the building another way. If you want it to be a school or a theater or a business or an office, then you build it a different way. So tell me what the function is, what you're going to do in it, and then we will design it to fit that function. And that's how it works in architecture. But with human beings, it's the exact opposite. In human beings, function follows form. Function follows form. In other words, figure out how God shaped me, and then I'll know what his purpose is for my life. Figure out how he formed me, and then I'll know his will for the rest of my life. If I figure out how he wired me up, that will give me a pretty good clue as to what he expects me to do. Because God would not give me gifts and heart and ability and personality and experience in one area and then say, oh, by the way, we're going to ignore all that, and I want you to do this over here that you hate to do and you're bad at. If you're good at something, it's a pretty good indication that's what God wants you to do. We're going to look at this in great detail in the weeks ahead. But knowing how you're shaped gives you the direction of your life. That's why it's so important. You need this series. God said this to Jeremiah in chapter 1. Before I shaped you, there's that word again, before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Shaped to Make a Difference. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have, and you're not alone. In the Shape to Make a Difference 6-Session DVD Study Kit, created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Ries, you'll see that the acrostic SHAPE, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the Shape to Make a Difference 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited. So contact us right now. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Before you start your day, always pray. Before you start your day, always pray. Thank God for giving you a new day. Talk to him about your plans. Check in with your commander-in-chief. Tell him what you plan to do that day, but tell him that he's free to change your plans. It's important that as you begin each day, you start talking to God. That'll make a difference like you will not believe.
And join me next time again as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.